Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, for the longest time, millennials got blamed for everything. It seemed like you still had plenty of time for getting blamed left, and then Gen Z showed up and was like, hey, can't we be the root of some problems? And, you know, the millennials were blamed for not buying houses because they enjoyed avocado toast too much, but Gen Z said, well, no, it's us. We order DoorDash. And
Millennials were also blamed for restaurants closing down, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like they were the reason all the restaurants closed.
They're the reason that Chili's is not doing so well.
Oh, Chili's is back.
Chili's is back. I know. Mm-hmm. They have the cheese pull. That's like...
They have a new shark margarita, and they posted a picture of it. They just said, you mind if your boy gets a little too deep into marine biology? Like, Chili's has just leaned in on becoming more of like a meme at this point. And so now it's like way more fun to go to Chili's.
They're popular.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But yeah, some of the other ones that disappeared, you're... Ruby Tuesdays, your Bennigan's.
Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden is still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People Olive Garden's still around.
I feel like they've fallen off a bit.
Steve, did you notice you can't say restaurants that are gone? You keep saying things that are wildly popular, like Chili's and Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Seems like you can't even find a McDonald's these days.
Yeah.
Like six
right
in the window.
God, we killed them.
Well, now Gen Z is spoiling things for millennials.
Great. We're back at it. They're messing with us. We're getting it at both ends, aren't we?
You are. Yeah. Okay. You're ruining everything. So these are things that are no longer cool, according to Gen Z, that millennials thought were cool or made cool.
Okay.
You know, for me, Gen Z.
Okay.
Number one, taking photos of your food and posting it online.
I'll never stop.
What do you mean you'll never stop?
I'll never stop doing that.
Why? Who cares?
I do. Sometimes you get a meal and you're like, why is this egg salad prettier than I am? A bad example of a food, but
okay. I mean, yeah, if you are not as good looking as egg salad, then you're having a rough go, I guess.
Maitland's having an ugly egg salad day. Leave her alone.
I literally have a food picture on my Instagram story right now from yesterday morning of the waffles I got at breakfast yesterday. They're so pretty.
And who's supposed to get joy out of that?
Me and anybody
then why don't
else
you just
who
look
sees
at it on,
and
your, on your phone.
Because I want other people to be like, whoa, where is that beautiful waffle?
Look, I'd like to criticize, but I've definitely posted food pics before. It's usually one of two things. One, it's something that I made that I went, damn, this turned out looking really good. Mm-hmm. Like, this looks good. I need everyone to see this to tell me online how great I am. That's the only reason we have social media, let's be honest, is for people to go, you're great, right? So, or if I go somewhere and like something's outrageously large. Like if it's like you get a burger and you go, oh, my God, look at this.
Right. You could use it as a spare tire.
Like when somebody, if they deliver the food and you laugh out loud like that, I have to take a picture of you. I don't always post it, but.
Or like when Freebeer got his brown meal that one time
We
all took pictures of it and posted it.
Yeah,
that was
really pretty
good.
Fun. Too.
My dad even calls that. What's it you like to eat? Brown.
Your brown meal.
Because you got a steak, a baked potato. You had.
A crown and diet coke. Yeah, both brown liquids mixed together to be more brown. More brown.
The least brown thing was the brown bread,
and that was brown. Yeah, all still in the palette of brown.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the phrase "I did a thing."
Ugh.
I don't think anyone's on board with that anymore.
That's so. I hate that one.
Except for housewife that got a new Corolla.
No, it's always
I did a thing.
It's always middle-aged woman.
No one cares, Janet.
It's always middle-aged woman who cut her hair short.
Oh, honestly, I see plenty of men who do it, too.
Mm.
I did a thing. Oh, come on, man. No.
Now, the third thing that Gen Z hates that millennials used to love, skinny jeans. Nice job, stupid. You look like Gru.
They're coming back.
Are they?
They told us they were out for so long. Everybody went baggy. The people who were like, yes, I've been waiting for this moment. The people who look really, really good in baggy jeans, like Kelly, they're sticking around for them. But then other people who are like, I wasn't giving up my skinny jeans, they're validated too. You try sticking like flare jeans or bootleg jeans into an UGG boot, you're just going to look crazy.
That is going to look pretty crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to look crazy. Well, you know, you need the right pants for the right occasion.
People just wear what they want. Ugh.
I think that's where we're moving more into.
I think so.
Which is very nice.
Number four, saying LOL out loud. Just laugh or don't.
Oh.
I think we can all agree with that
yeah,
one, right?
I agree. Yeah,
I say it sarcastically. I say LOL.
What about Raffle Mayo?
Yeah. Why'd that one get the short run? What did Raffle Mao do?
Yeah.
I actually think the same thing of OMG. When somebody says, oh my, OMG. I go, you know, it's the same number of symbols to oh my God or oh my gosh.
Number five, open toe shoes.
Wait, what?
Apparently those are out.
Haven't those literally always been in? Well, at least for women, maybe not for guys, but like women wear open toe shoes for occasions.
Lots of them.
Like,
mm-hmm. By the look of Maitland's face, I'm assuming you have some on today.
I do.
Because you went,
I'm wearing sandals, but I don't know if maybe they mean those, but I have moved away from getting open-toed heels because they always end up giving you blisters on your toes. No matter what you do, they rub in such a way that you're just like, we're never comfortable.
Can't dodge it. Hmm. So you have sandals on, but you'd be annoyed if me or Hot Wings or Steve wore sandals, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a double standard
unfair.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfair.
Sandals for me are, that's beach. I'm at the beach. That's fine then. Not at work.
I stopped wearing them at work because of that time that Peter was here. Our Peter runs the syndication company that airs the show.
Yeah.
And I think I had worked here for about a month.
Okay.
And Peter was in town visiting.
Okay.
And he had to go back to the airport. Like he came in to sit in during the show. But his flight was before the show ended. Yeah, so you guys
he's like, I can't stay for all 4 hours of this garbage hole.
So you guys made me take him to the airport, and he spent half the ride to the airport talking about how unprofessional we were. And I'm like, see you dressed up for work today. I had like flip-flops, cargo shorts on. Thanks, Peter. This won't stick with me forever.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a core memory, even though I'm an adult.
Number six, monochrome furniture. Does that mean your living room set shouldn't all match anymore? You shouldn't have everything together?
Or do they want the cushions to be different than the arms? Like, should it look like a Harlequin couch?
I think it's just your living room shouldn't look like Freebier's dinner plate.
Okay.
Oh,
like everything is all the same color.
A splash of color in there, maybe with a throw pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get that because a lot of times you would go and buy like a living room set that would have a love seat, a couch, a coffee table, and they would all kind of be, you know, the same because they were from the same set.
Especially
they want you to spice it up a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the same like throw pillows and the blanket matches too much. All right. I get that. I didn't know that was really a thing.
I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Gen Z hates the term adulting.
Good.
Also, so does everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's a stupid term. Like, I'm adulting. You mean you're just doing what you're supposed to do at your proper age?
Wow.
I loved it when it first came out, like, and everybody was saying it. Like, oh, this is adulting. I don't want to do it. I loved it. I even had a little ashtray that says, it said something like, dump your adulting here. And I would smoke and just, like, use it all the time. Like, I can't adult right now. I loved that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, it was like on everything, like live, laugh, love.
It gets too much.
Yeah. And like the whole right now, what's the chic thing everybody's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
kind of chic to blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Oh, God. That one's really
not even
dumb.
The definition of the word. Shut up.
No, that one's really dumb because it's just so lazy. People
it's
are
everywhere.
Just putting it to everything. It's like, this is dumb. But
I do wish I could still say some days like, I don't want to adult today.
Certainly the feeling remains. Mm-hmm. The terminology is gone.
Yeah.
Feeling remains.
I think turning it into a verb is what annoyed me. I'm like, you know, if you say, oh, man, I got to really be an adult today. Like, that doesn't bother me. But saying adulting is just, I don't know, infuriating.
The next one. Is anybody? No? Yeah, maybe. Side parting your hair is apparently something you're not supposed to do now.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Mine was until last week, but my hair is starting to change, and I stop fighting it. It wants to go kind of diagonal. I go, just do what you're going to do.
Yeah. Mine, mine doesn't matter because as soon as I put on headphones, I end up with a ridge down the middle of my head anyway. Yeah. So
same.
I don't care.
I side parted for so long that now when I try to, this is about as close to the middle as my hair gets because it just doesn't go anywhere else.
Like it's trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exist.
Even when it's cut the way where they're like, okay, you could do a middle or a side. I'm like, it's going to do what it wants.
Remember when the middle part was like, at least for guys, like the greatest sign of being a loser?
Yeah, parted down the middle, feathered down the side.
The butt part.
Closest I've ever come to my glory days was when I had a middle part.
Yeah.
So cool. Middle part, and if it's just long enough to just barely tuck behind your ears, oh my God.
Living the dream.
Is that when your hair was blue, Steve?
No. My hair was blue when it was really short.
Oh.
I was like, that was when I was going, I had a rough breakup when I was 15. So, you know, I, of course, shaved my head and dyed my hair blue.
Yeah, dude, I know weird exactly how that color, feels. Yeah. I did that at 34.
You're going through something.
And 36.
We've been through the same thing. Yeah. Just separated by a couple decades.
Yeah, hair color change, new tattoo.
Things Gen Z hates that millennials used to like, high-waisted jeans. Gen Z says nay to those.
Pry them out of my cold, dead hands. Sorry, continue.
No,
how do you really feel?
Boy, Maitland at 30 is very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Buckle up.
People who do the last one, people who do the Jim Carrey face are cringy. Hey, let me know you're stuck in the 90s. It's unoriginal and makes people uncomfortable.
The Jim Carrey face?
Who's doing the Jim Carrey face? I guess maybe that must be a millennial thing that I'm unaware of.
I think it's just like over exaggerated, goofy faces.
Okay.
Like when you're trying to say something that's not really all that funny, but you're trying to make it funny. So you make just a weird face. Like, and everybody's just like, calm down.
It does sound awful.
Yeah.
When you look at it that way. Well, these are the things you're not allowed to do anymore. So
gotcha.
Maitland's already declared keeping the high-waisted jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, they all also include I was today years old when.
Oh, God. Mm. Yes.
That really could die.
That was really funny when I first saw it, though.
Yeah, like, man, like I'm 15 use that. Years ago. Like, yeah, it is funny the first time.
And then we all got together and smashed it into the ground over.
And people online turn it into their own, like, whole personality.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. As a fellow dude, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling in your butt? That's because you're probably using the dry stuff to wipe. Wet, extra-large, flushable dude wipes get what toilet paper leaves behind in your behind. You wouldn't clean the tail end of your truck with dry paper towels, so why would you wipe with dry toilet paper? Wetter just cleans better. There are no more dingleberries, no more itch and irritation, just a deep, down-the-seam, confident clean. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole. Drop the toilet paper. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, best clean, pants down.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.